Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Launching one for the end zone. It's a jump ball, and it's incomplete. And Gronk was there. And time runs out. And for the Philadelphia Eagles, the long drought is over.
That was the call of the final play of Super Bowl 52 last night in Minneapolis from NBC. Time ran out on the Patriots' drive for a sixth Super Bowl title. It would be no miracle comeback this year. The Pats' only lead of the game came during 7 minutes of the fourth quarter, but they couldn't hold on. So instead of the Patriots winning their second straight Lombardi Trophy, the Eagles won their first. WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer joins us from Minneapolis this morning with a look at last night's game. Good morning, Shira.
Good morning.
So tell us, first of all, what the atmosphere was like inside the stadium, U.S. Bank Stadium, last night.
Well, there were times when it felt like the Patriots were playing a game in Philadelphia. The Patriots fans were certainly outnumbered by Philadelphia fans. There was a lot of Eagles chants all around, a lot of singing of "Fly, Eagles, Fly." And there were Rocky clips playing on the Jumbotron at times. To be fair, there was a moment where they did some Dropkick Murphy songs. But by and large, it felt very much like a home Philly game.
One of the big questions going into the game last night was how Eagles quarterback Nick Foles would play. He took over the starting role only in December and had been up and down. But last night, he was the Super Bowl MVP. He won that title. What did he do to earn it?
Well, for starters, he threw for three touchdowns and caught a fourth. It was this trick play that sort of left everybody a bit stunned. But he was also, I think, in part being measured against expectations or concerns that he would falter on the Super Bowl stage. I mean, as you said, he was only named the starter in December when the regular starter went down with injury. And this, the Super Bowl, was only Foles' sixth start of the season. So there was not a lot of time to build up chemistry with the receivers. And so there was this expectation that he really might falter and be very shaky on this big stage. But he said that wasn't exactly the case.
You never really know what it's going to be like when you're going to a Super Bowl. I've never been here before, so there are normal nerves. You got butterflies. I mean, it's a big game. I mean, it doesn't get any bigger than this. So, but I felt good. I felt calm.
And I think it also helped that Foles engineered two scoring drives in the first quarter. First, there was a field goal on the opening drive, on the Eagles' opening drive, and then a touchdown with 2:34 left in the first quarter.
Let me ask about Tom Brady. The game last night was supposed to feature this incredible mismatch at quarterback with Foles against Tom Brady, the newly crowned regular season NFL MVP. Was Brady the usual Brady last night?
Yeah, well, if you mean did he put up ridiculous numbers, then yes. He threw for an NFL postseason record 505 yards at age 40, no less. He also threw for three touchdowns, like Foles. There was a moment where he tried to catch a pass from Danny Amendola, not the most athletic look for Brady, and also not as successful, not successful at all. And then there was the strip sack in the closing minutes of the fourth quarter, and that effectively sealed the win for the Eagles. Patriots would make one last desperate drive down the field, a Hail Mary, but it was not to be. And when asked what will stay with him the most about this Super Bowl, about Super Bowl 52, clearly the strip sack was on his mind.
We had opportunities to, I thought, take control, and we just didn't do a great job in the first half. We moved the ball a lot, didn't score a lot of points, did a better job in the second half, but had a chance, those guys made a play.
Now, Brady expects to be back next year playing at 41, and I suspect that this loss will fuel him through the offseason and next season as he goes on yet another quest for his sixth Super Bowl ring.
So, Shira, after all the late-season talk about whether Tom Brady and Bill Belichick would be playing again for the New England Patriots next year, you think they will?
Yeah, I think they will. I think, they're both very competitive people. They both want to make this dynasty last as long as it can, and they want to play in the Super Bowl every year, so they hope to be together. And they're a very potent combination. I think they, as much internal strife as there may have been when they get on the field, it seems to work well, except for last night.
WBUR's Shira Springer reporting from Minneapolis this morning. Shira, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.